We've found that many people wonder, who can teach a third mill class? What qualifies someone to teach? When we hear this question, we usually answer in two ways. What kinds of preparation should teachers have? And what kinds of approval should they receive? When taking on the task of leading a third mill class, make sure that you prepare by focusing on three aspects of who you are: your head, hands, and heart. In the first place, you must use your head to gain knowledge. Knowledge of what you're going to teach. The last thing you want to do is to try to teach third mill classes without knowing the subject you're going to focus on in your class. Sometimes, third mill teachers like to study our lessons on their own. They simply get their hands on the third mill resources and learn all they can. But when possible, it's always better to prepare for your classes by consulting with other teachers, even if it's online or by phone. It's always good to test your ideas and plans by sharing them with others. In some countries, Third Mill periodically holds a live teacher training event. And these lessons you're going through right now can help in many ways as well. When your students know that you've worked hard to prepare for them, it will give them more confidence in you.
Theological ideas that Third Mill teaches helped me to become confident in my ministry, in what I do, in what I will teach in the future. It was extremely helpful, and it influenced my students in the exact same way, because students copy their teachers. And it's very important in the process of learning. It's important to understand what you believe in and where you're going. You're responsible not only for yourself, but for the people whom you lead and where you will direct them. It has helped all of us because we are one team. And all of us need to understand where we're going. So Third Mill is tremendous help in this task.
Often, teachers assume they're prepared simply because they know a lot about their subject. They may even have certificates and degrees in theology. This kind of preparation is certainly helpful. But it's not enough simply to think correctly about theological concepts. Teachers also must prepare their hands and heart as they lead their learning communities. The truths of God's Word must be translated into proper actions and attitudes as well.
Theology is not just simply head knowledge. Theology is a knowledge that actually informs both our hearts and our lives. And so if someone has knowledge, if they have biblical or theological knowledge, and yet it's not impacting their life, that is the way that they treat people, that is the way that they live, that is the way that they serve God in their life, then they don't have good theology.
As we're going to explain later, teaching Third Mill classes involves mentoring and leading students in their personal lives and in their ministries to others. Teachers are models for students, so they need to pay attention to all three aspects of who they are. By all means, study the material, gain knowledge of our lessons, but also examine your actions and emotions, especially in your ministry to others and your personal life. Third Mill teachers need to be faithful followers of Christ, people of solid Christian character who lead by example. Otherwise, you're likely to be ineffective or even harmful to your students.
For learning to be truly effective, especially in theological education, but really in anything, even maths, medicine, the learning needs to engage every part of the person. We're not just walking brains. We have hearts, affections, emotions. We have behaviors, skills that need to be connected to what we're learning in our head. And so for learning to truly go deep and transform a person, it needs to affect the head, the heart, and the hands. And the first thing that would be helpful for educators to really embrace transformational theological education is simply to be convinced of this fully.
Often when people ask, who can teach third mill classes, They also want to know if they need some kind of approval before they teach. If you're teaching an informal group, you don't need any kind of approval to teach third mill classes. Of course, it's usually better to get approval from your church leaders before you start teaching. But remember that if you're teaching a class that is endorsed by your church, you'll want to receive permission from the church to teach. And keep this in mind. If you're planning for your students to participate in a school program that receives government accreditation, it's very important to make sure that you've communicated with that school or organization. Students seeking government accreditation must meet specific requirements. And as the group leader, you'll need to make sure you're aware of these requirements and that you have approval from the accrediting agency to lead your students through these courses.